Welcome to the Nobody Guide to Life, where we provide tips and tools for personal growth, personal development, and your spiritual journey that you can use right now in your everyday life. I'm J.A. Plosker. Thank you for joining us. Find out more at thenobodyguidetolife.com, or you can check us out on Twitter and Facebook at Nobody's View. You can also join the Simple Spirituality Group on Facebook. If you like what you hear on this podcast, we'd welcome a subscription or a review on your favorite podcast platform. If you're listening to an iPhone, for example, please take a few seconds to scroll down to the star rating area and leave us a rating. We appreciate it so, so much. Today, I'd like to talk about something that may be a little uncomfortable on this journey we're on together, this journey of personal and spiritual growth. I want to talk to you about the inevitable struggle that arises when we're trying to live a more fulfilling and clear life. Now, that may mean something different to you than it does to me, but that's okay. We can still have this chat. I think when we talk about struggles on this path, we're often talking about distractors, things that we think are taking us away from the precious time we'd like to spend doing, whatever we do to grow. So yoga of any variety, exercise, meditation, writing, walking in the woods. Maybe it's a financial thing. Maybe it's a function of time. But whatever it is, whatever the distractor may be, there are things that creep up and take us away from the things that we know we'd like to be doing on this path. So let's chat about this. Nothing formal, nothing structured, just a conversational meditation together on what it means to do what we're all doing and what can happen along the way that makes it a little more challenging. But in the end, I think a lot more worthwhile. So let's start with a question about the world out there. So what do you do when you get overwhelmed out there in the physical world? Now there's many answers to that question, but let me give you some of the ways I think of. Okay, there's take a nap. So that's a popular one. I use that one a lot, not gonna lie. So here's another big one, worry. So you know that one, right? Nothing like getting overwhelmed and then projecting into the future about all the negative consequences that could flow from imaginary catastrophes that may or may not happen. And let's face it, probably won't happen or won't be what we imagine. Okay, so we've talked about that before on previous episodes about catastrophizing. Then there's the old classic, procrastination. Now, this one is closely related to napping. Procrastination needs no introduction, right? So that's the word signifying the greatest, one of the greatest, I guess, logical fails of human history. If a task is too overwhelming, I'll leave it for later because somehow the closer I am to the deadline, the better I'll be at doing the task. Those mental hoops of avoidance, right? See, there's been a lot going on around here lately, around my house. Things that are piling up and getting overwhelming. That's why we're talking about this. I wanted to share this with you. So, you know, I'll admit the things that have been going on aren't too onerous. There are stories like that out there, really amazing and inspiring stories on different shows, on different podcasts of people who overcame some really unbelievable things, some really unbelievable life situations. Those stories have really inspired me, and the world needs that kind of inspiration. But the things I'm talking about here, it's nothing like that. Around here, it's the everyday things like this. Like redoing a bathroom, something, a little project I embarked on. So that's stressful in its own right. You know, I wasn't raised by carpenters or plumbers. You know, this is a really YouTube-y type of project for me. You know, that's stressful in its own right. It means patching a hole in the wall, including another hole you made while trying to install a toilet paper holder with a fastener and then having to rip that fastener out of the wall and then, well, creating another hole and patching that hole. So you get the idea. Okay, that gets the blood pressure up. That's very overwhelming. At least it was for me. Then it's repainting. You touch up a little bit here and a little bit there. And then guess what? It's uneven. So you do the whole wall. But oops, some gets onto the other wall. Well, I'll just do the whole other wall. Now I need to go get more paint. That takes more time. And well, you get the picture. And then there's replacing a light fixture. So buying a light fixture doesn't look right. Return it. Get the next light fixture. Find the breakers. Shut it off. Start figuring out the wiring. I didn't know how to do any of this. Figure it out. But it's stressful. So yeah, redoing a bathroom in its own right, at least for me, is a bit daunting. And it took me away from other things that I'd like to be doing. And then there's more, like tending to things in the yard. You know about that. We did a whole show on that. I talk about that a lot around here. That place you raked yesterday needs raking today. That's a type of distraction. That yard you just mowed, where those weeds come from. So it can be distracting. Then there's those other duties we discuss around here on a regular basis. There's cleaning, there's laundry, there's cooking, there's dishes, there's relationships, there's family, there's work. Those are in there too. So I'm not complaining. It's far from it. This is the reality of a life in motion after all. And you know, I'm in it. I'm just calling these things out and painting a picture of modern life, my life. You know, a regular life, moving along at a regular pace, full of things to do and things to avoid. So I get lazy in that world out there. I have things I don't want to do out there in the physical world. I get frustrated. We all have things like that going on in life. And it's okay to get all human about it. In fact, as you've heard me say on the show so many times, it's those human reactions to the things out there that can sometimes be part of the path that help us grow. So when we identify issues and blocks using a mindfulness technique, for instance, becoming aware of a task and how it's making us feel in the world, mindfulness helps us to be immersed in the experience of our mind and body, totally present with it as we encounter and accept a situation. So it's a circle, it's a cycle, one builds on the other. So out there, we have physical tasks and obligations that we sometimes want to avoid out there, and we have strategies for putting them off or avoiding them altogether. But what about the world in here? That world inside. It's easy to forget that we have a whole other side to our being. We can't just close our eyes on those things that go on inside of us. You know, you can't just take a nap on that. In fact, when we close our eyes, those things in here get even more pronounced. We get so mired in the things of the world that consume us, from the mundane to the emergent, that we can forget about what I like to call internal chores, the cleaning up inside that we know we should do, but often don't, much like those external chores we talked about. We all have that internal chore list, whether we want them or not. And it's hard because those tasks aren't so easily figured out or avoided. It's not always as obvious as a hole to patch in the wall or a dinner to cook. Maybe we need to work on being maybe a little more patient, or maybe we have negative thoughts and feelings that hound us day in and day out. Thoughts inside. Maybe we're struggling with a self-esteem issue. Maybe it's a general feeling of dis-ease or a fear that creeps up on us every once in a while. And maybe we don't really know where it comes from. Sometimes we live with these and don't even realize they're things that need to be worked on. Or we do have a list of things we'd like to take care of inside, but we just don't get around to it. And in a lot of ways, it's a second life. It's more to do. As we say so much on here, after a busy day of work in the world, sometimes the last thing we want to do is start our second list of things to get done, the things inside. I mention all of this to you because I've been struggling with it a little myself lately. I've had a lot going on out there, and it's affecting what's going on in here. But that makes sense, right? As you probably know, much of what seems to be outside of us is really a function of what's going on inside. In fact, much of what we feel about the outside world is a function of our inside world, because it's our reactions to things and the lenses by which we perceive them that create reality. So I've been trying lately to really focus on my perception of things instead of the things themselves. So I've been working on reframing my reactions to outside tasks as a way to gauge what's happening inside. So for example, if I encounter a home improvement project, like a bathroom, say, and it's testing my patience, I'm trying to see it as just that, a test of patience. If there's a stack of dirty dishes and I'm too lazy to do them, I'm taking it as a sign to work on any laziness or lack of motivation inside me, at least in that moment. I think there's a human tendency to blame the thing. I know I tend to do that, and I'm human, last I checked. So human tendency. I see the dishes and I say, yuck, or I hate dishes. Now, come on, nobody can really hate a dish. Although, well, now that I think about it, I was once served a meal on a pink glass dish with little glass beads on the edges, and that came close, but I think no one can really generate a true hateful feeling for dinnerware. And the same goes for work tasks. We may not like an assignment, but it's not really the assignment itself we're avoiding. It's more likely we have a series of preferences or expectations about how we'd like to invest our time. And right in this moment, work is interfering with that. So we have a report to write or a spreadsheet to create instead of working on our magnum opus about meditation. So we have an aversive reaction. So apply this to any task, any person, any situation. When you encounter something out there that prompts a negative or maybe positive reaction, stop and take stock of what's really going on. If you meet someone on the street you knew at one time but now no longer like or want to be around, think about what it is in you that creates that feeling of resistance, if anything. If a task shows up that you really don't want to do, see if it isn't just a little bit of laziness or preference creeping in. I don't know your life or your situations, so I can't speak to them with any authority. I'm just giving you a little glimpse into the exercises I do and that I've been doing, especially in the last few months, that really help me to figure out what I'm made of in here. Things I do that help me paint a better picture of my inner world in an effort to improve what I see and experience in the world. So here's this week's tip. Use the outside to see what's inside. The simple tasks of a day, as we said, are the true signals to what is actually going on inside of you. Day by day, task by task, pay attention to your reactions and feelings to the ordinary events of everyday life. And see if you can't get a better picture of the places you need work, such as reducing preferences and expectations that lead to disappointment, or increasing your motivation to finish distasteful tasks so that you can have a little more peace, a peace that comes from less procrastination, maybe taking a few less naps in my case. The outside helps gauge the inside. It's a neat little system, isn't it? And with that, I'll leave you to your practice. Remember, you can always find out more at thenobodyguidetolife.com, or you can reach out to us on Twitter and Facebook at Nobody's You, or join the Facebook community Simple Spirituality. If you like what you hear on this podcast, please take a moment to leave a review. Click those stars. Just write a few words. We really appreciate it. It really helps. Keep practicing and have a good week.